We're going to look today at the final mitzvah in Chumash Amos. There are no mitzvahs in Pikudei, as the Sefer Chinuch counts them. So this week's parsha, Parshas Vayakel, presents us with Mitzvah Kuf Yud Dalad, 114, the final mitzvah in Chumash Amos. And it's a mitzvah that reflects the first theme in Parshas Vayakel. Obviously, the bulk of Vayakel is about Binyan HaMikdash, which was counted as a mitzvah in Parshas Truma. We spent, Baruch Hashem, the last 3 weeks looking at that, at the larger themes of Mikdash and Karbanos. And the one new mitzvah that the Sefer Chinuch counts in Parshas Vayakel has to do with the very, very beginning of Vayakel, where the Torah briefly speaks about Shabbos. The last of the four major presentations about Shabbos over the course of Chumash Mos is the opening paragraph of Parshas Vayakel. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers Klal Yisrael together, and before giving them instructions about Mikdash and Bigdei Kahuna, begins by telling them once again about Shabbos. Now you might ask, well, but why is Shabbos counted in Vayakel? Certainly, the presentation of Shabbos in Vayakel has very, very significant implications for Hilchos Shabbos practically. The idea of Lamitas Malachos and the list of Lamitas Malachos is derived from this week's parasha. The fact that the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Emtes tells us in Vayakel we have Shabbos side by side with Asiyas HaMishkan, and that's the clue to solve the mystery of what is this Malacha that the Torah keeps telling us. Don't do Malacha on Shabbos. It's very severe to do Malacha on Shabbos, but the Torah never spells out what we mean by Malacha. What are these Malachos? The Gemara tells us, Shabbos Daf Memtes, excuse me, the Gemara tells us, Shabbos Daf Memtes, that the clue to know which are the Malachos is the fact that Shabbos and Mishkan are side by side. That which the Jews did in making Mishkan, it's those sorts of activities which are Malacha that one cannot do on Shabbos. So certainly, the presentation of Shabbos and Vayakel is very, very significant for keeping Shabbos halacha l'maaseh, all lamitas malachas. But the question remains, Shabbos already appeared several times. The tzivoy to not do malacha already appears in Yisro, in the Aseres HaDibros. So when a mitzvah appears multiple times, the Sefer Chinuch will typically, well, the Rambam and Chinuch will only count it once, and the Sefer Chinuch will typically discuss it the first time in Chumash it appears. So we wonder, so what is this supposed to mean? What's this supposed to mean? Why are we counting Shabbos? So what's fascinating is there's an important detail of Hilchos Shabbos, a halachic detail with interesting hashkafic implications that appears independently as a separate mitzvah and is rooted in a pasuk in Vayakel. So let's take a look. Mitzvah Kuf Yudalad. We'll take a brief look at the beginning and then we'll turn our attention to the Sharasha HaMitzvah. Vayakel Moshe Yeshba mitzas lo sase achas. One lav in Parshas Vayakel, which is shelo yasuha dayanim dinim b'Shabbos, not to perform din on Shabbos. What does that mean? Kolomar. When you see the word kolomar in Rashi and Mitzvah and Sefer Chinuch, usually means we're going to give a non-literal translation. Doesn't mean not to adjudicate cases, not to judge cases on Shabbos, but it means not to carry out the punishment. Mishne Yischayev, Misa Bevezdin, Lo Yimisuhu B'Shabbos. Shenemar, Lo Sivaru Eish, B'chol Mosh V'Seichem, B'yom HaShabbos. That's the passage that appears at the beginning of the parasha. It sounds like just an example of Malacha. Torah says, don't do Malacha, and specifically, not to light a fire on Shabbos. Sefer Chinuch goes on to explain that this is a reference to not giving capital punishment. Not to administer Srefa, or other forms of capital punishment cannot be administered on Shabbos. Where'd that come from? It sounded like it was just a reference to not lighting any fire on Shabbos, not driving a car, not striking a match. Why do we assume that specifically a capital punishment? Sefer Chinuch explains, no, we understand this specific interpretation, this drasha, it's not needed for the obvious, plain, inherent meaning. namely, not to do malacha. Sheikvar kasu b'makom malacha. We had early in Parshas Yisrael, in Perakaf, lo sasaka malacha. Havara is a malacha. So it must be, it's talking about a very specific issue. And as he goes on to explain in the very last paragraph, it's actually talking about administering capital punishment without any malacha whatsoever. Because again, you might ask, well, if we're going to administer Mises Bezin, that is an example of malacha. So let's take a look, before we turn our attention, our focus, the Sharasha HaMitzvah, let's turn our attention first to the final paragraph. As we discussed in the past, the last paragraph in every mitzvah nechinuch will give you a sense of, you know, sort of the specs of the mitzvah. It applies to whom, it applies when, what does it mean to violate, which is a reformulation very tersely what the mitzvah is, and what the punishment is. So let's take a look at the last paragraph of Mitzvah Kuf Yud Aleph, and we'll get some insight to what this mitzvah slosase is. No heges mitzvah zubizman habayis bizcharim. It applies to on the days of Beis HaMikdash, because you only have capital punishment during the period of Beis HaMikdash, and to males, not to females, the Jewish men, not the Jewish women. Why? Sheheim bali ha-mishpat. Because there, the judges will be male. They, the dayanim, need to beware of practicing din on Shabbos. And what would be if they violate? What does it mean to violate? Well, what would happen if they do violate? Then avru v'tzivu l'srof bria b'Shabbos avru alav ze. If the dayanim violate, and he says to violate means to give the orders to administer capital punishment. Ain't lokin a love. That's a violation of this love. We're not talking of dayanim who are the warden or the shliach bezdin who's actually carrying out the punishment. It's an iser on the dayanim to issue that those instructions on Shabbos. Ain't lokin a love in law suba maisa. No malchus, because it's the dayan hasn't done a maisa, he merely spoke. That's an avera. Goes on to say the dayan actually performed the Mises Bezin. That's an act of malacha, and that's carries the usual kares and skila and chatas and so forth. There are the punishments for malacha Shabbos. But this is over and above the iser of actually performing malacha, is the issue to iser against issuing such an order. That itself is a separate lav. Shal yasu bezin mishpat maves b'Shabbos, not to give an order for capital punishment on Shabbos. Okay. So that's separate and distinct from the general Isra Malacha that appeared in Parshas Yisro, mitzvah lamed beis. That was the general lav not to perform Malacha. And this, Kuf Yudal, mitzvah Kuf Yudal, is even without the dayan actually performing Malacha, he can't issue this psak din lamaves on Shabbos. Now, what are we supposed to make of this? What's this supposed to mean? What's the meaningfulness of this? I mean, it sounds like it's related to malacha, but why is this a separate din? So let's take a look at the Sharasha HaMitzvah. Here in Mitzvah Kuf Yudal, the paragraph begins, Misharasha HaMitzvah, what are some of the roots of the mitzvah? What are some of the ideas behind this mitzvah? What does this tell us about Shabbos? Let's take a look here. Maybe we'll expand to larger vistas from here. Sheratza Hashem Yisbarach l'chabed hayom hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to give great kavod to Shabbos. Sheyimtzu bo menucha hakol. Gam hachotim l'chayavim. Even people who are very far from halachic observance, even people who are very far from living the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to live, people who are criminals, people who are chayiv misa, dastardly criminals, very severe felonies, even people on death row, they should also have some experience of Menucha Shabbos. That's a remarkable perspective. Mashal HaMelech Gadol. Sefer Chanukah says, imagine a great king. Shekar b'nei ha-medina yom echad l'su'uda. The king throws a national party, a national celebration, a festival. Einem onei ha-pesach mika'odam. No one is denied admittance. Everyone can come in. This is a national celebration. Acha Yom Asudi Yaseh Mishpat. When the festivities are over, then we'll have to continue with the work of law and order. But for today, everyone's invited. For today, the entire nation celebrates. It's the same here. Hashem Baruch Hu Tzivanu LeKadesh LeChabed Yom HaShabbos LeTovoseinu VeLizchuseinu or LeZakoseinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us instructions about keeping Shabbos and infusing Shabbos with Kedusha and giving Shabbos respect and kavod for our benefit. Kemo shekasavti lamala, as I wrote earlier, and let's take a look at that at the moment. Zeh gam kei mikvodo shel yom hu. This too is part of the cover of the day. We make the day so significant. It's a day for everyone to celebrate. Everyone, every Jew can find something in Shabbos. Even a Jew, Nebuch, a Jew who's so criminally far from living the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to live. A Jew who's on death row. Even the Jew on death row. But Shabbos is a respite. Shabbos is a furlough. The death sentence will not be administered on Shabbos. And that's great, profound, and beautiful significance to what at first seemed like a sort of an awkward detail. No. The significance of this closing mitzvah of Sefer Shmos is that Shabbos has something for everyone. Shabbos has something for those who are very connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos has something for those who are very, very disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem wants every Jew to have a piece of Shabbos, even the Jew on death row. All the more so, if I feel Baruch Hashem far more connected, that Shabbos is a day for me to feel deeply plugged in. Now, he sent us to take a look at what he wrote earlier. And we would do well to do that because we're wondering, well, what is it that Shabbos is supposed to convey? So let's take a look at Mitzvah Lamed Beis and maybe a peek as well at Mitzvah Lamed Alf. Turning back to Yisro, Lamed Beis is a lav not to do malacha, lo sasa ka malacha. Lamed Aleph, the preceding mitzvah, the mitzvah saseh of Zohar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho, to recite Kiddush. So let's take a look at Mitzvah Lamed Beis. Mitzvah Lamed Beis is where he really develops what are the key themes of Shabbos. One way in which those themes are further enhanced and expanded is through our Mitzvah Kuf Yud Daled, where we expand Shabbos, the scope of Shabbos, to include even the Jews in death row. Another way in which it's expanded and amplified is Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, the Mitzvah of Kiddush, where he talks about how we get the word out. But the core is Mitzvah Lamed Beis. So let's take a look. Mitzvah Lamed Beis, several paragraphs, again, is Shelo Lasos Malacha B'Shabbos. Several paragraphs down, the paragraph that begins, Misharashe Mitzvah Zu. What are some of the root ideas of the mitzvah, the Isur of Malacha Shabbos? Sheniye Pnuye Me'asakeinu L'Chavod Hayom. Sefer Chinuch writes, we should be free of daily business, out of respect for the day, the kaboah b'nafshoseinu amunos chidush ha'olam, to instill deeper within us a belief in chidush ha'olam. Chidush ha'olam is another way of saying the belief that the world had a start, that the world was created. There's a creator for this universe. This universe hasn't just always been here. So belief in a creator, Sefer Chinuch writes, is the primary theme that Shabbos is driving home. Shehi chevel hamosheches kol yisodei hadas. What a beautiful image. It's the rope that pulls along all the other foundations of our religion. The rope that pulls them all is the belief in a creator, the belief that our universe is created. V'nizkar b'yom echad mikol shavua v'shavua, Shaha'olam nivra b'shisha yamim chalukim uv'shvi lo nivra davar. And we remind ourselves, we spend time one day a week remembering that Kadosh Baruch had a process, and there are 6 days of Bria, six distinct days of Bria. On the seventh day, Kadosh Baruch stepped back and said, I'm no longer creating, and now ha'aretz masan levnei adam. Uv'chol yom v'yom nivru'u inyanim chalukim. And Sefer Chinuch goes on to say the fact that we're remembering not only that there was a Bria, but that there was different stages in the process of Bria. 6 days. Nivru Yamim Chalukim. In Yamim Chalukim, different items were created in each day, distinct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had distinct creative goals for each day of Riyah. Lahoros al haratzon hapashut. To make it clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed the universe, actively willed the universe into existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a choice Rabbi Yishol made to create the universe. And he decided, today I'm going to create this, and now I'm going to create this, and at this point I'm going to create that. As opposed, he says, Shelo kedas ha-misfalsim, ha-misfalsifim, ha-nimasim lanu bedaitam, as opposed to the philosophers, Aristotle and others, whom the Rambam and the Chinuch we all reject, who believed, ha-nimasim lanu bedaitam zeh, who we revile, we're revolted by their opinion. Shechoshevim leimor shim heyosa baruch hu haya hakol. They say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a sort of a prime cause without any will. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and so the world is as well. And we reject that. We say no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decision to create the universe. He didn't have to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as the Rambam stresses, the very opening of the Mishnah Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is independent of anything else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to have a universe. He decided that he wanted to. So the Sefer Chinuch is making a fascinating point, to a nuance to consider, specifically the fact that there are separate stages of Bria highlights the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actively, deliberately chose to create the universe. I mean, there's a distinction between creator and the creatures, unlike Aristotle. There's no unity. We're not peers with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created us, and we therefore surrender to him, and he's therefore our mitzvah. He's in a position to give us mitzvos, which we seek to fulfill. Sefer Chinuch says this important nuance is driven home by the one day per week. The fact that there were multiple days, multiple stages of the Bria demonstrate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deliberately chose to create the universe as an act of will. V'menuchasenu b'shvi, by resting on day 7, zecher lanu b'chidusho shel olam. That serves as a zecher, as a touch point to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe. Kishi, why? Kishi yishbesu b'nei adam kulam b'yom echad b'shavua, a whole group of Jews cease melacha together the same day of the week. V'yishal kol shol ma'ilaso samanucha. It's been done as a group. People ask, what's this all about? Either literally, will directly ask, or wonder. Yihamana, the answer is, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Yisro, in the Aseres Dibski, Sheshes Yom Ma'asah Hashem Asah Shemayim Ha'aretz. So kol echad yischazek mitoch kach be'emuno ha'amitas. So we do something as a group to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to create the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in stages, deliberately, as a series of acts of will. And then Sefer Chinuch says, and there's another aspect as well, Zechiras Chidush Ha'olam Yesh Bo Zechiras Nes Mitzrayim. Aside from remembering creation, it's keeping Shabbos is also Zecher Le Yitzias Mitzrayim, in addition to Zecher Lamas Abrashis. How so? And this is again something that the Psukim talk about in Vaschanon. The Rishon to work on in what way is Shabbos reminiscent of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We would think that would be Pesach. This is out. So Sefer Chinuch takes the approach that some other Rishonim do as well. Hayinu avadim sham, because in Mitzrayim we were slaves. We didn't own our time. We didn't control our time when we were avadim in Mitzrayim. We couldn't choose to take a break. Rav Sham saved us from Mitzrayim, and he told us, lanuach b'yomesh b'shvi. And he says, alkein zachar b'mishne Torah, in chumash devar, in parashat v'aschanon, the Torah stresses this shoresh hasheni, sheish l'much, the second concept, the concept of zecher, l'yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's the bigger picture of the ideas, as we know, of Shabbos, of zecher l'maaseh b'reishis, of zecher l'yitzias Mitzrayim, and as he stressed, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim is considering the fact that we now have control over our time in a way that we did not as Avadim. And Zecher L'maaseh B'reishis is reminding us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to create the universe, which, as I mentioned before, is vitally important, not only in terms of how we understand, the extent to which we can understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that enables us to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is entirely apart from us, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a position to be mitzaveh, and we are in a position to be mitzuvim, what the Rav describes as surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as he said before, this is the chevel ha-mosheches kol yisodei hadas. This is the rope that carries along with it all the principles and all the foundations of our emunah. And let's close very briefly in the last minute or two with a peek at the previous mitzvah. The previous mitzvah, as I mentioned before, is Zachar Semer Shabbos HaKadosh Kiddush, mitzvah Lamed Aleph, mitzvah 31. As I mentioned before, the core concept is in mitzvah Lamed Beis, what we just read in the Sharashim of the Isur Malacha, as we were developing Zecher L'Maaseh Breishis and Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. One expansion of that was the way in which we saw in our parasha, Mitzvah Kuf Yudalid, the Shabbos, that these ideas of Shabbos are something for all Jews to celebrate together, even a Jew so disconnected, even a Jew on death row, a dastardly felon, even he gets to have a piece of Shabbos. There's another way which we expand and leverage the idea, the core ideas of Shabbos in a very positive way, in a universal way, and that's the mitzvah say of Kiddush, of Zachar Shabbos Shabbos Akacha. And so the Sichinuch writes in the Sharoshim of Mitzvah 31, Misharoshim Mitzvah Zu, Shenis Orer Mitoch Ma'asa Zelizkar Gedulas Hayom, will be inspired, as Sefer Chinuch has spoken about, Acharei HaPulos Nimshachna Levavos, will do something that will grab our imagination and grab our, will act out something that will grab our minds and hearts as well. To remember the significance and magnitude, the greatness of Shabbos. And by making Shabbos great, we'll more effectively absorb the concept that Shabbos is a vehicle for. Nikba b'levaveinu emunas chidush ha'olam ki sheish yam asa Hashem. That will more effectively enable us to absorb emuna in b'riyas ha'olam. And he goes on to say, that's why it's over wine, because that excites us. We won't just say it. The Sefer Chinuch appears to write earlier that Kiddush al Hayayin is not only the Kiddush is Daraisa, but to say it over wine is Daraisa. He seems to indicate that, and he seems to be catching that here perhaps as well. Goes on to say, but Kiddush al Lechem is, after all, some find food even more exciting. He goes on to say, and we understand why Motzai Shabbos Havdalah al-Pas is not an option, because at that point you've had a big meal, he writes, and the wine is exciting, but the food is not nearly as exciting any longer. And then he closes by saying, even the shiur, the fact that it needs to be revius in your cup of wine, pachim zeshir and roish v'lo yisor lev admalav, otherwise it's less than that, it's not sufficient to get you excited, not sufficient to make an impression. He says the fact that you rinse the cup in advance, that you don't eat anything until you make kiddush, and that you have kiddush v'makom su'uda, kol ze anfei shorish ha'hisorus shemarati. All these are different branches of this core idea that the kiddush is meant to be a more powerful vehicle for conveying the ideas of Shabbos. We're not only going to passively not do malacha, but we're going to actively talk about it, and we're going to set the stage and contextualize our speaking about it, focus on a kos yayin, a significant kos yayin that opens up a suda we haven't yet eaten beforehand, all that heightens the excitement and the focus on the idea, and hopefully enables these sharashim not only to be shared broadly with all Jews, but to be shared deeply within our hearts. Thank you so much. Have a marvelous, marvelous day.